Hey guys, it's the Savage
Sandinas. I'm Aitana.
And I'm Issa.
And we're back, bitches.
Fucking finally. We have been gone for like, what, so 2 months? I don't even know. Probably more.
But, you know, we're fucking back. And thanks for being loyal. And we're ready to start a funny new episode off for you guys.
And as you can tell by the title, this is going to be funny high moments. We're going to have a part one and part two because this is just too many to count.
Too many. Okay. So, my name is Aitana, and I have been an avid smoker since I was 12 years old.
12 years old?
Yes.
Bro, what grade is that? Like, six?
It's like middle school. Like, yeah. Since middle school, I've been smoking. Like, I started off at 12, but I've been I just progressively got more and more and more and more and more. Like, by freshman year, I was fully down the stoner path. Like, I was a full blown stoner.
And I did not know that. I did not know that she was a stoner until I started smoking.
Yeah. And Well, now I'm 21, and I'm honestly tapped out. Like, I don't smoke anymore. Sometimes, occasionally, I will. But, like, I just... When you smoke that young, you just kind of get over it. And I have some funny-ass high moments to share with you guys because there are just so many good ones.
Should we start off with... Was your first high moment funny? Do you remember ever first, like, the first time you got high?
Honestly... It all just kind of blurred. I feel like I just have memory loss at this point. But I feel like the first time that I smoked was... I think I got high as fuck, obviously. And I think I just had, like, munchies, and it was just, like, a very chill thing. I can't remember. I can't pinpoint it exactly. But I'll start off with an earlier one. Okay, so oh my god, there's just so fucking many. All right.
We have a whole list so we don't forget.
Yeah, we have a whole fucking list out here. So, let's see. One time I was 16 years old. I guess this is one of the later ones, but when I was 16 years old, all of my friends were mad stoners. Like, we smoked more than, like, the guys in the grade above us. Like, we were, like, known for being, like, the stoners. And we had bongs bringing... We had, like, butter bongs to class. Like, we were high as fuck all the time. Never went to class. Literally, we found this abandoned house that we literally always fucking went to called Bando. Always fucking smoked there. And for my 16th birthday, I decided it would be a great idea to go to Melting Pot and have dinner there. That sounds really fun, cute, nothing wrong with that. But before that, me and all my friends go to smoke out of the bong. And I have the amazing idea. Actually, my friend, love her. She... gave me the best idea ever to take 16 bong rips for my 16th birthday. And I fucking killed it. On my 15th one, I was so fucking geeked. Like, so geeked. I'm like, guys, I can't. And we have to go. Nope. They convinced me to take one more. I fucking ripped that shit. And I'm so high as fuck. We're all high as fuck. Like, I know we reeked, like, so badly, and we looked high as fuck, and we just walk in a Melting Pot and get all this fucking cheese, chocolate, chowing the fuck down, and my dad comes in, and he's like, happy birthday, and he just takes a picture of us, and we look geeked as fuck. Like, I'm literally just confused how he didn't know. Like, it's just blows my mind. It was the funniest fucking
probably
shit.
Probably was just not
life.
Thinking you were smoking at that age.
Exactly.
Like, you would just never probably think that.
Uh-huh.
I need that picture, though. That is so I wish he still has that. He probably does, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Is that it? Yeah, your turn.
Okay. I'm going to start off when I started smoking. I always, like, I did not really shame people for smoking, but I, like, same with drinking. I was like, oh my God, like, you smoke or, like, you drink? Mm-hmm. Like, really? Like, oh my God, like, why would you do that? And so I was in 8th grade when I first started smoking. I guess I was, like, just finished 8th grade. But there was this dealer in our middle school, and he, like, sold weed. And we were like, okay, like, we're gonna do it. Like, we're just gonna send it. And he, like, sold us weed. And it was, like, literally two nugs. And we put it inside of, like, an EO's, like, lip balm. And we just, like, had it in class, and we, like, dropped it on the floor, and we were like, oh my God. And we thought we were, like, so bad, and it, like, smelled like this tiniest bit of weed, like, nothing. And we just thought we were, like, so gonna get in trouble. And so we bought that weed from him, and then, like, a couple days later, we went to my friend's house, and we went underneath his, like, porch, and we had nothing to smoke out of, so obviously we smoked out of an apple. And my friend was first hitting it because he smoked weed before, and he was showing us how to do it. And we were like, oh my God, like, and we were like so amazed. We were so scared. My other friend and I, we were so scared. We were like, I don't know if I want to do it. Like, I'm going to be like crazy. Like, we thought we were going to be like crack addicts. Like, we were so scared. And so we saw him take like a couple hits, and they like looked kind of big, but like, now think about it, like, they were nothing. And we were just in the back corner, like, being like, oh my God. We were literally like, he is going to become addicted. Like, he's addicted. He looks addicted. Like, oh my God, this is crazy. And we were so scared to do it. And then I think it was just a placebo effect, because when I hit it, I thought, like, I was, like, so high, but, like, I really wasn't. But that was the first time I smoked. It wasn't, like, too crazy, but, like, the first time I actually smoked was with my sister, Aitana, and her friend, and then my friend. And my friend did not smoke, really, and she was, like, I don't know if she was really into it, but they had a fat-ass bong. Like, it was, like, a big-ass bong, and I was like, oh my God, like, how do I do it? And I had, like, little Big Burger fries. Oh, yeah. First of all, they invited me to smoke with them. They were like, do you want to smoke with us? And I was like, sure, like, why not? So we went to a park, and I had, like, these little Big Burger fries, and I was, like, watching them do it, and I was like, oh my God, like, I'm nervous, like, fuck. And she was like, okay.
In the back, like, just, like,
yeah, observing. I'm like, oh my God. And then she's like, okay, like, put your mouth around it. So I put my whole mouth, like, around it, like, I'm sucking, like, dick. Yeah. And she was like, no, bro, not like that, like, just like just open your mouth a little bit. And I'm like, what? And I was so confused.
Put it in.
Yeah. And so I, like, took a hit, and it was like a fat hit.
It was pretty good.
Yeah,
for your first time.
It was pretty fucking good. Yeah. I think. And I don't know if it hurt that much. Was I coughing?
I think it burned you a little bit.
Yeah, but I wasn't like...
No.
I don't think I was coughing that much.
Actually, yeah, you were coughing a lot.
Wait, I was?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe I was coughing a lot. And then...
I was like, oh God.
And so I don't really feel anything. Like, I don't know. And you were like, just wait till you stand up. And so I was like, okay, like, let's see. And so I, like, stood up. Oh, yeah, before that, like, my friend took a bong rip. And I don't even think it was that big. Like,
no.
It was not really anything. Because she was just kind of like... scared, which I get, but I, like, stand up, and, like, it took a couple seconds, I think, but then I was like, oh my fucking God. And I literally, it was like a snap, and I turned fucking insane. First of all, I can't swallow my fries that I just ate, and so I'm like, I'm choking, like, Bennett, like, help me, like,
you were,
but, like, oh, it was not okay. And so I thought I was choking, and she was like, calm down. And I was like, can you pick me up? Like, everything. And I was just acting insane. So annoying. And, like, this is the first time of it. They have to be with me all night until I go back home, because my parents are home, and I, like, can't be like that. So we go inside the car, and I'm, like, freaking the fuck out. I don't even know what I was saying.
You were, like, giggling, but you were also, like, freaking out. You're like, I'm sorry.
Yeah, and my friend was kind of just, like, staring at me, probably thinking I'm, like, actually insane.
And
like,
I'm just out here, like, what the fuck did I do? Like, why did I do this to myself?
Yeah, and you were like, bro, what, like, to her friend, she was like, what do we do? Like, actually, what do we do? Like, they were just so concerned about me.
Yeah, and I was like, fuck. Like,
yeah, and we were in the car, like, chilling. And then... they put in, like, eye drops, because they're like, okay, that should be, like, the first thing.
Yeah.
And so they put in these, like, what
Rotos.
Were Rotos? Rotos ice.
Rotos,
Rotos, like, ice eye drops. And they put it inside of me, and I'm like, there's an iceberg on top of, like, there was, like, it felt like there was, like, a sheet of full ice on top of my eyes.
Because anyone who knows Rotos, like, especially once you, like, when you're just finding fucking Rotos, especially after fucking smoking, the burn hits so intensely. Like, it's just, like, it's really, like, groundbreaking. Like, I, when I've had rotos put into my eyes first time, like, literally I had to be warned that they were so icy. Like, you put them in your eye and you feel them, like, it feels like an ice cube, literally. You're right.
Like, yeah, there's an ice cube. Literally, yeah.
On like your eye.
Yeah.
And you just had to blink it out.
Yeah, it was so scary. And I was like, oh my God, like, I'm gonna die. Like, this is not fucking okay. And I was just freaking the fuck out. I forget what else I did. But then we, like, went back. Like, we drove around and, like, I don't know what I was saying. I kind of honestly just blacked out. Yeah. But I was just screaming, acting insane. Like, and then they, like, took me back to the house. And I was like, I don't know. And I was like, I don't know if I can go back inside. Like, what do I say? Like, what do I say if they see me? Like, yeah. Freaking the fuck out. And then I, like, get home. Did they talk? Did I see them? I don't think I saw them.
I don't think you did.
Because I would probably, like, yeah, actually, I think they were freaking, like, out, yeah. Freak the fuck out.
I think I had to distract, probably.
Yeah, probably. And then my friend, she was, like, I think she was, like, oh, my God. Wait, I'm, like, feeling it. Like,
oh, my God.
And she was, like, I don't know if she actually felt it, but she was, like, coming and going. But yeah. It was insane. I don't know. I think there was more to the story, but I kind of just forget I what I was
just,
saying. Like,
yeah, it's just, like, memory loss.
It was just, that was the most insane.
I just remember sitting at the car, in the car, at our elementary school, like, right after where she took the hit, and she's just fucking tweaking, man, like, for real tweaking, and I'm like, oh my God, like, I just don't even know what to do, because it's, like, it hits different when it's, like, when it's someone, like, your friend, it's, like, oh, it's funny, you know, it's, like, whatever, but it's, like, when it's, like, your sister, like, hearing your sister, I feel like, I was, like, oh, my God, like, what did I do, like, for real, I was, like, fuck, like, what have I done, and then, like, I was just like, you know what, like, she's gonna be okay, like, it's gonna be fine, like, she's gonna have fun, like, it's gonna be fine. I just had to convince myself, like, it's fine, mm-hmm. She's really fucking high, but she's gonna be okay,
mm-hmm.
And now this bitch
is a stoner next to her, smoking out of the bong. That was really the first time I actually got high, but it was insane.
So fucking crazy.
Okay.
I feel like we just need to make this a part two, part three.
Yeah.
There's so much... guys, there, just stay tuned. I mean, damn, I wish you guys could see this list right now.
Yeah, that's insane.
Well, thank you for tuning in, and we will be back with a part 2, 3, 4, however the fuck many you want to hear from us. Let us know. Thank you so much for listening to the Savage Sandinos.
We'll be back.
Bye.